但是是真实的话。
So I'm going to share with everybody straight out of the book of Exodus.
就是出埃及记。
Yes. And we're going to follow through Exodus chapter 4.
出埃及记四章。
And so what we're going to observe as we look at Exodus chapter 4. Oh, well, thank you very much for your service.
那个收奉献的可以离开了。现在结束了。结束了。
Doing great. Come on, let's give a round of applause to these faithful servants.
为他们鼓掌，因为他们真的是我们的忠实的仆人。
Hallelujah, there we go. So Exodus chapter 4.
出埃及记四章。
What we see is God has a conversation with Moses.
我们可以看见神和摩西有一个对话。
And what Moses sees is he cannot change. He cannot change his life.
摩西看见的是他没有办法改变自己的生命。
Have you ever looked at your life and thought, how am I supposed to change?
你有没有想过自己的生命当中自己如何改变呢？
And in this book, we see that Moses looks at his circumstances, he looks at his history, and he says, how can I change?
摩西看到自己的历史背景，看到自己以前的处境，他想说我怎么才能改变？
Let's take a look. Moses says,Look at my history with Egypt, my crimes. How am I supposed to be anything different? Moses asks.
摩西曾经说我是埃及的王子，我曾经犯下了杀人的罪，我如何才能因为这个来改变我自己呢？
And you see that Moses questions his self-esteem a lot.
他有很大的自尊的问题。
Look at all these things I've been through. I don't have the confidence. I don't have any confidence at all.
我的这些经历让我没有办法能够站起来，没有办法有这种所谓的自信。
And he even, it says in the word of God that Moses, because of his situation, even had a speech impediment. I'm not sure if he was born with it, but just because of his life situation, he couldn't even talk properly.
就是因为他的生命中的一些过程和一些经历，他甚至没有办法妥善的，或者是面对面的去跟别人说一句完整的话。
And when he looked at his circumstances, he saw, I can't be a different person. I can't change. What else is there for me in life than what I can see for myself?
他就是说在他目前的处境里面，他没有办法找到任何一种可能性，他是可以改变，他是可以经历更多的。
I don't know if anyone else here has felt this way before.
我不知道在座的人有没有这样的想法过。
And there's more circumstances Exodus chapter 4 talks about.
有更多的处境就是出埃及记第四章讲到了。
You see the people of God's people, the Israelites, the modern day Jews, they had circumstances that told them they can't be different.
就是现在我们的以色列人那个时候旧约也是以色列人，他们就是说他们也在一个处境当中，就叫做他们没有办法改变。
Right now, recently, the English speaking, we've been looking at the book of Leviticus. We just finished it, and we see a lot of different strange rules.
我们最近在做圣经的研读，然后我们读到了利未记，我们看见利未记当中有非常多的律法。
And what we learned is that a lot of the laws are directed at the Israelites' behaviors. They had some very strange practices, and there were laws that addressed those.
就是在旧约里面，他的以色列人有很多自己的习俗和很多行为，所以他有很多律法，就是去管制他们这些行为的。
Did you know that the Israelites, by that point in history, they were sacrificing to cows all the time?
他们那个时候就是用牛来献祭，对他们来说是一件很平常的事情。
Did you know that they would even sacrifice their sons and their daughters at this time?
他们甚至会献祭自己的儿子和女儿。
How are we supposed to change? It's too hard.
我们怎么才能改变这个事实呢？这个太难了。
The Israelite culture was meshed with the culture of Egypt.
以色列的文化在那个时候和埃及的文化它掺杂在一起了。
And Moses asked how they won't listen. They look at their situation. My family, my people, they won't listen. Oh yeah, the Chinese culture won't listen. That's what Moses said.
他就是说那个时刻摩西看到这些以色列人，他们会觉得他没有办法，因为他们这个文化已经掺杂得如此的深，我能够做些什么呢？就跟我们的文化一样，当我们的文化和我们属神的经历掺杂在一起的时候，我们能做什么呢？
How many of us in life have seen, man, there's just so many circumstances why I can't do it?
有多少人在生命当中觉得说我的处境太艰难了，我没有办法做出改变。
And so another one, Moses said, you don't know that the Pharaoh is bred to think that he's God, he's not going to change.
那神也对了摩西说，就是法老他自认为自己是神，他有这种想法，他是没有办法改变的。
I know some of you guys sitting over here think that I'm talking about your mom and your dad. That's not what I'm talking about right now.
有些人坐在这里认为我们谈论的是我们的父辈，但其实不是。
He said Pharaoh will not change, he will not let you go, because it's like asking God to change his mind. It's not going to happen.
法老是不会改变他的心意的，因为你求法老去改变他的心意，就像求神改变他的心意一样，神是不会去改变他的心意。
And the last thing he said is, man, the entire system, society, all the society of Egypt, it's all, man, it's just not, you can't change. You can't change.
就是整个当时埃及的社会系统和整个政治是没有办法改变。
But what I find very interesting is thisExact situation that's impossible for Moses is what God speaks to.
但是就在这一个所谓的所有事情都在一个不可能的状态下，神向摩西说话了。
It's in the situation where this crazy situation where it's impossible to change, God speaks.
就是在一个不可能的一个疯狂的时刻，神说话了。
God says in this chapter.I hardened Pharaoh's heart. Why?
神在那一刻说，他说我使他的心硬，但是是为什么呢？
Why God says I hardened Pharaoh's heart is he's saying, did you know Pharaoh can only harden his heart as much as I allowed him to? I am sovereign.
神的意思其实是这个意思，就是说因为法老的心硬是我让他心硬的，然后这个原因是因为神的完全的主权，他才能够让他心硬。
What God is saying is you got to take your mind off your circumstances.
你应该把你的思想去离，让你的思想抽离你的处境。
God says look above your circumstances, number one.
他说，神说要超越你的处境。
And number two, the reasonI'm saying this to you is because I've got a higher plan for you.
神为什么要你超越你的处境，是因为神有更高的计划在你的生命当中。
And we look at ourselves and our circumstances.
我们当我们看见自己和看着自己的处境的时候，
And I know your instinct is to say I can't change.
我们的人的一个直觉就是我们没有办法改变。
But I don't know if this is good news or bad news to you.But I got a word for you today.
不知道这算不算一个好消息，但今天我有一个话给到你们。
God is saying the same thing to your situation.
神也在对你们说同样的话，对你们的处境。
Let's come in covenant with a living God, amen?
我们要来一起向神立约，对不对？ Amen.
Number one, God says to you, you got to get your eyes above your circumstances.
你必须，你的眼光要超越你的处境。
I want you to look at everything in your life where you ever said,It's impossible. My wife is impossible.
我们很多时候在我们的生命当中有很多时间说啊，这是不可能的啊，我的婚姻是不可能的，我和我的老婆的关系是不可能的。
My son is impossible.
我的儿子是不可能的。
My mom says that all the time about me.
他妈原来经常对他这么说。
Oh, it's impossible.
这是不可能的。
The only person stronger than my mom is me.
他是唯一比他妈妈强的一个人。
All right, it doesn't quite sound the same in Chinese. All right. Number two.
第二点。
The reason is because you've got to see the good place God is calling you to.
你一定要看见神把你带领去的地方是什么样的地方。
And so, you got to know one thing. Whether you follow God into his promise or not is up to you.
我们能不能进入神的应许之地，其实取决于我们自己。
What I find very interesting is that Moses could have chosen what to do.
摩西当时可以做一个决定，他自己想做什么。
And God doesn't need Moses to do anything.
神其实不需要摩西为他真正做什么。
But when Moses aligned his heart and his actions with God, it activated God's reality over his life.
但是摩西在那一刻他的心和他的行为都向神的话对齐了，在那一刻他开启了神想让我们看见的现实。
And in the same way, you can do whatever you want.
同样的，你也可以做你任何你想做的事情。
Your family can keep on being the same.
你的家庭可以保持原样。
Your stubborn husband can keep on being the same.
你固执的丈夫可以保持原样。
Etc.
列如。
Or we can stir it up and align with God.
或者我们可以挑起我们内心的火来对齐神。
And what you find is when we, like Moses, look with our circumstances, there is only one reality.
当我们像学着摩西看见我们的处境的时候，我们只有一个现实。
But when Moses responded to God, how many of you know that there was a different reality that was unleashed?
当我们看见摩西他对其回应神的时候，有多少人知道，其实在这一刻，神把他的现实开启到我们了，让我们见到神的现实。
I love how Moses got his heart right.
我很喜欢摩西如何把自己的内心调整向神。
Sometimes we are so focused, we're so fixated on our circumstances that we can't hear God clearly.
我们有很多时候，我们时常注目于我们自己的处境，然而导致我们听不见神的声音。
So one thing we need to ask God for is a listening ear to hear the instruction of God.
我们要向神求一件事，那这件事就是聆听的耳，能够聆听到神的声音。
We need to become masters at correcting our attitude.
我们要成为就是调整自己或者管理自己态度的一个大师。
We need to be masters at correcting our sour heart.
我们一定要把自己那种苦毒和发酸的内心要调整到一个态度是对齐神的。
Because I'm going to say to you clearly, you can stay the same if you want.
我们可以一直保持不变。
It's up to you.
你们能不能改变真的是取决于你。
Getting your heart right is 75% of the whole battle.
保守你的内心是 75% 我们所谓的属灵征战。
Because the circumstances are not hard for God.
因为你的处境对于神来说不难。
But it is up to you if you want it.
但是这取决于你是不是希望神做工。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 6.
彼得前书五章六节。
It says, humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Our alignment with God activates his reality.
我们与神对齐的心，让他的现实在我们的生活中开启。
I left a little bit of a 25% left in there of the difficulty.
我很喜欢，就是我们除去了 75%, 只有 25% 剩下了。
We gotta walk it through. We gotta walk it through.
我们可以度过这一段。
So let's talk about how we walk it through. Is that okay with everybody?
我们来谈一谈我们如何去度过这 25%。
Here we go. Number one, come in covenant with the house of the Lord.
第一点就是与神的家立约。
Come in covenant with the house of God.
来与神的家立约。
We gotta adjust our priorities. The house of God is the epicenter of discipleship. As it's supposed to be.
我们要管理我们自己的优先权，然后神的家是每一个所谓的门徒的发源地。
The house of God is called to disciple the nations.
神的家是为万国培养门徒的。
I know you think your cell groups are enough.
我们很多人认为我们的细胞小组就足够了。
But I will only be discipled by a king.
我要被王来指导成为门徒。
Only a real one will disciple me.
只有真正的王才能指导我，在这就是做让我做他的门徒。
I know your social family club is good enough for you.
有些人的家庭的这些叫什么俱乐部有可能是很好的。
But you will not be discipled.
但是你没有办法在那一点成为门徒。
Come in covenant with the house of God.
一定要与神的家立约。
In the house of God, there is the kings of the faith.
在神的家里面有信心的王。
How many of you know every battle, I come in covenant with the kings who've won their battles already?
有多少人知道我在征战的时候，我去寻求那些信心的、得胜的王的经验，他们向他们寻求如何战胜这个。
Sometimes when the pressure in life, sometimes when the even spiritual pressure is so great, but just to come in the presence of kings who've already won is almost it's already it helps already.
有多少时候我们知道我们的压力有在属灵的压力有多么的大，但我们来到这些已经得胜者面前，这个压力其实就已经少了一半了。Come
in covenant with the house of the Lord.
与神的家立约。
Here we go. Adjust your priorities.
改变你的优先选择权。
So what we say is when you come to the house of God, it better be a time where you bring out your notebook.
有很多时候我们知道，就是我们来到神的家的时候，我们最好带着我们的笔记本。
We gotta get it ready. All our questions. We gotta get ready to seek God. How am I gonna live it out in life? We got it all laid out.
我们的笔记本里面有各种我们的问题，说我们如何过我们的生活，我们如何对齐神。
We plant our children in the house of the Lord.
我们把我们孩子去种植在神的家里面。
We sow the seed that God's hand might be on them.
我们播种，所以神的手会在我们播的种子上面。所以我们向神立约。Here
we go. I hope you're listening to this, or your life will stay the same.
希望我们能听见，因为否则的话，我们的生命有可能会保持不变。Your
son will stay the same.
我们的儿女有可能会保持不变。Your
family will stay the same.
我们的家庭有可能保持不变。Or
you can have God's hand on your life.
或者你让神的手在你们的家庭里面。Here
we go. Number two. Actually, wait. Hang on. I have an example to share with everybody. Oh shoot, I missed a lot of my examples already.
他有一个例子想向我们大家
House of God, amen.
神的家。
So there was a situation where just in life happens, right? People were very unhappy with me.
在生活中有一些经历，就是有一些人会对他很生气、很愤怒。
Because in this situation, people were unhappy with me because as a leader, I didn't do what they want.
有一些人对他很生气，因为他作为一个领袖，那些人没有得到从他身上想得到的。
And they got really mad at me.
所以他们就很愤怒。
And so, repeat after me, kings of the faith.
所以和他一起重复，就是信心的王。
Come on, everybody. Kings of the faith. Here we go. If we're the only ones awake over here, that's fine with me. You don't have to translate that. All right. So what happened was kings of the faith. I went to Pastor John, Pastor Judy.
他就去找到了周牧师和圣母。
And I said to them, you saw everything that happened for a whole decade.
你看到了过去10年就是发生的所有事情吗?
That's a very interesting thing. It's very hard for me to lie.
对他来说，撒谎有可能是一件很难的事情。
Because there are way too many witnesses.
因为有太多的见证者看见了事实。
And it's very hard to lie about me.
很难他就是对于关于自己的事情撒谎。
Because there are way too many witnesses.
因为有太多的人见证他是怎么成长的了。
You just ask, and you see what happened.
你可以问，然后你看看到底会发生什么。
So I went to Pastor John, Pastor Judy, and I said, "Do not flatter me. You don't have to make me feel happy right now."
然后他找到了师母和周牧师，然后就是说，你不需要对我说好话，你可以告诉我真实的情况。
You see, these people don't like me. They're upset with me. You were here this whole time.
你看这些人，他对我生气，对我愤怒，但是你在这个过程中，你一直都在。
And I said, oh man, I'm like, listen, I want to know if I did anything wrong,
But Angela and I, we prayed about it, and we don't have to be right, but we did nothing wrong, we feel.
然后他说在这个过程中我感觉虽然他对我们这么生气但是我和他和 Angela 祷告了发现说这个错并不在他的身上你觉不觉得我说的是对的他对周牧师说
And they said they're 100% rebellious.
他说他们是真的是悖逆的
And I looked at my mom, I said, you don't have to make me happy, tell me what happened.
他对他妈妈也说了同样的话
And he said, 100% they're wrong.
然后他妈妈也给出了同样的回应，就是他们是悖逆的。
And I said, so what happened? Why the stories? Why the crazy situation? Just why the attack?
为什么有这样的攻击？为什么会有这种的处境临到我呢
？And then Pastor John looked at me.
那周牧师看着他说。
And he said,
他说
，David，
大卫
，David， you do realize.Everyone who leaves the house of God upset is going to make up a story saying the church was all wrong, right?
你知道每一个离开神的家的人他们都会编造一个故事去解释他们为什么离开神的家吧
And I got it.
然后他们得到了一个很完美的故事
Say it with me, kings of the faith.
信心的王
I got it. I figured it out.
他明白了
It's not a big deal. It's just how the game goes. It's just how it goes.
这不是一件大事，但是这是事情发生的方式。
So release, kings of the faith.
所以就释放。
Get your heart right, number two.
保守你的内心，第二点。
The word of God does say, protect your heart of hearts above all else.
就是神的话也说，保护你的内心，不管发生什么。
You gotta protect your heart above all else. Get your heart right.
就是你要无论发生什么，你要保守自己的内心。
You gotta protect your heart from being soured by all the things you've been through.
你的所有的经历给你那些痛苦，你必须要保持你的内心从这个所谓的经历中抽离出来。
So one thing that God said to Moses.You got to take your eyes off your situation, and you got to see my sovereignty.
就跟神对摩西说的一样，就是你必须要把你的眼光超越你的处境，然后看见我完全的主权。
Moses obeyed God and walked into the promise because he got his heart right.
摩西顺服神，然后他进入了应许的原因是在他那一刻，他保守了自己的心。
He said, Pharaoh hurt us. Pharaoh hurt me.
他说法老他不仅伤害我们的族还伤害我。
But no, he got it. He figured it out. It was the Lord sovereign above all things.
他明白了这件事不关于法老只关于神完全的主权。
And so he can move into God's intention.
所以他能进入神的应许和神的观点。
So you got to get your heart right. Everything that people said about you, every way you were treated by your parents growing up, all of it, you got to get your heart right.
你不管你的成长的经历，你不管你和你父母的关系和你受过的伤害，你不管如何，一定要保守你的内心。
There was a situation in my life when I was working.
当他在他工作的时候，当时面临到一个处境。
And I was.In this workplace, I was very disrespected.
在他的当时的工作环境里面，他非常的不被尊荣。
How many, there's a culture across most cultures where if you're young, you're snubbed.
就是在我们很多的文化里面都有一个现象，就是说年轻的是不被重视的。
And they disrespected me, they dishonored me.
他就是没有被得到尊荣，也没有被得尊重。
And I asked, I talked to God, and I said, "Man, the way they treated me, I don't know how to release them. The reality is, they were jerks."
就是他在那个时候，他对神说：“他说我面临到这个处境，我不知道如何去思考这件事，但我只知道这些人他是敌对我的。”
And guess what God said to me?
神对他说什么呢
？It wasn't them, it was me.
神对他说，不因着他们，而因着我。
And I said, What is that supposed to mean?
然后他回应说，神，你这是什么意思？
The reality is they were jerks. You're good to me, God, and they were not.
他的意思就是说啊，神，他现实就是他们是坏人，但你对我是好的呀，神。
But I got it.
但是他明白了。
What God said to me is, the harder their heart, the harder my hand will press if you line up with me.
神对他说，你他们的心越硬，我的手在他们的身上就越重。
They can only snub you as hard as I allow them to.
他们可以不尊重你，然后对你心硬，但是这些都伏在我的主权下，是我让他们有这样的能力。
So the more they forget about you, if you line up with me, the harder my sovereign hand will press.
当他们在做决定，他忘记你的时候，他们不尊重你的时候，因着他们的这些心硬，我的手在他们身上就更重。
Begin to say it over your family. The harder their heart, the harder the sovereign hand of God will press.
这对我们的家庭也是一样的，就是你的家族里面有的人，他的心越硬，神在他们的手，神的手在他们身上压的就越重。
So what we can do is we can keep on feeling bitter.We can keep on feeling hurt, or we can realize that God's sovereignty has a will that we can line up with.
我们可以做一个选择，我们可以做的选择就是我们一直保持苦读，或者是我们认识到神真实的主权，然后顺服在他底下。
And you can see that God has a plan for us.
然后你就能看见神的计划是什么样子的。
So I forgave on the spot.
所以他在那一刻他就原谅了。
Here we go. This is going to be a good year.
今年是一个美好的一年。
It's going to be a year of breakthrough.
今年是一个突破的一年。
Time's up, baby.
时间到了。
Here we go. Here we go. Can I say one more thing about getting your heart right?
还有一件事就是保持你的内心。
I said this earlier, I'm going to repeat myself.
他之前说过了，但是他要重复一遍。
We have to become masters at correcting our own attitude.
我们必须成为一个管理我们自己态度的大师。
Many Christians I hear, they have this attitude, I don't know, I can't think of what I need to change.
有很多基督徒他是这样的态度，就是啊，我不知道我有什么需要改变的呀。
And there's no sense of urgency for internal transformation.
他对自己内心的改变没有一种迫切的渴望。
We have to be masters at correcting our own heart.
我们必须要成为一个就是管理和保持我们内心的一个大师。
Because that's almost the whole battle.
因为这是75%的征战的。
And it's funny because if we don't know how to do that, we haven't even made it through the door of faith.
因为如果我们不知道如何去做这个的话，我们甚至没有进入信心的门。
Literally, you've been a Christian for 15 years,But you might as well have come to church for 1 month.
有的很多人我们来到教会15年还比不过来到教会只有一个月的。
You have to be a professional at correcting your own attitude.
我们必须要在一个很高强度的状态下自我警醒。
Because the circumstances aren't difficult for God, it's whether you choose to move into God or not.
因为我不管我们处于什么样的处境，对神来说都是不难的，难于在我们如何去做这个选择。
Last point，
最后一点
，worship，
敬拜
，worship，
敬拜。
And what the Word of God says about worship is it's a sacrifice of praise。
神说敬拜是什么呢？就是一个献祭的、一个奉献的、一个赞美。
Get your heart right in worship; it means something.
当你保持你内心的纯正去敬拜神的时候，这是有意义的。
It means that some of us have this wrong idea that when you worship, you're supposed to forget everything and act happy.
有很多人他对敬拜有一个错误的观点，就是他认为在敬拜的时候就应该忘记所有，然后假装开心就好了。
But that's not what the sacrifice of worship means.
但是这不是献祭性的敬拜的意义。
What the sacrifice of praise means, you fully acknowledge before the King of Kings your suffering and your pain and your situation.
就是在神面前， 你的那些过往的处境和痛苦都真实的摆在神面前，这是 sacrifice。
And the harder the situation, the louder you praise。
当处境越艰难的时候，你的赞美的声音就越大。
The harder the situation, the longer you worship。
当处境越艰难的时候，你敬拜的时间就越长。
It's a sacrifice of worship. It's not this chanting ritual.
这是一个献祭性的一个奉献性的一个敬拜，这并不是一个 这并不是一个所谓的叫做一个环节，就是一个我们平常每天经历的一个事情。
When I worship, that's one of the biggest times where I will pour out my heart of hearts to God.
当我在敬拜的时候，我每次都是掏出了我的内心和我的全所有来敬拜我的神的。
Here we go. Does that make sense for everybody? Is that okay?
大家明白这个说的话吗？
Does everybody want to stay the same?
有多少人想保持原样呢？
Or do we want the hand of God on your life? When we line up with God, it's a completely different reality that opens up to you.
当我们选择神，我们选择和神对齐的时候，我们的现实就被神开启了。
Is that okay with everybody?
大家同意吗？
All right, if that's okay with you, let's stand.
我们站起来。
Let's worship, let's praise.
我们来敬拜，我们来赞美。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢神。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢神。
God,
主啊。
We honor you in this place.
我们尊荣你。
God, we make covenant with you.
我们与你立约。
God, speak to us now.
神啊，对我们说话。
God, we pray for a listening ear.
我们向你祷告，求一双聆听的耳。
God, I pray that you would show us your sovereignty.
神啊，求你在我们里面彰显你的主权。
Show us your mighty hand.
让我们看见你大能的手。
Let us see that you have a good plan for us.
让我们看见你美好的计划。
Help us to come in covenant with you and with the house.
让我们与你和你的家立约。
And above all things, help us, Lord, to get our hearts right, Jesus.
让我们真的是耶稣，让我们保持我们的内心。
Thank you, Jesus. Let's just have the piano. Let's just have the piano rolling.
让我们请这些敬拜团队。
Triple the distance. Thank you, Jesus. Is it okay for just a second we worship?
我们可不可以敬拜一会儿？
Just came for just a second. Let's just honor God.
我们就是来尊荣神。
If you have it on your heart, I'm going to see your sovereignty above all things that have happened to me.
如果你内心有这样的渴望，就是想让神的主权彰显在你的生活当中，你就来。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we just worship you. Just begin to sing. Just begin to sing to God.
我们开始向神唱新歌。
Just begin to sing a new song to God.
我们向神唱新歌。
It's the worship of God's sons and daughters.
这是神儿女的敬拜。
Just begin to sing a new song. Just begin to pour out your heart to Him. Just begin to pour out your heart to God.
Jesus,
you are more than able to do for us, Jesus. You are more than able. You are more than able.
some